Thank you. God the Father, God the Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat you, goodness of love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the sick among your people.
Pray for our fathers and our brethren who are sick with any sickness, whether in this place or in any place, that Christ our God may grant us with them health and healing and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
As you have visited them with mercy and compassion in them, take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady. The spirit of sickness is chased away, those who have long lain in maladies, raise up and comfort those who are afflicted by unclean spirits, set them all free. Those who are in prisons and dungeons, and those in exile or captivity, and those who have been held in bitter bondage, O Lord, set them all free and have mercy upon them. For you are he who loses in the bound and uplifts the fallen, the hope of those who have no hope and the help of those who have no helper, the comfort of the faint-hearted are those in the storm. Also that our distress are bound, grant them mercy, O Lord. Grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them grace, grant them salvation, help and grant them salvation, grant them just forgiveness of their sins and their iniquities as for us too, O Lord. The sicknesses of our souls heal, and also those of our bodies too do cure. O you, the true physician of our souls and our bodies, the bishop of our all flesh, visit us with your salvation. We ask and entreat your goodness, O love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the sacrifice and the offerings and the thanksgivings of those who have offered to the honor and glory to your holy name.
Pray for those who provide for the sacrifices, offerings, first fruits, oil, incense, coverings, reading books, and altar vessels, that Christ our God may reward them in the heavenly Jerusalem, and forgive us our sins. Lord, have mercy.
Receive them upon your holy church, O Lord, and in heaven, as a sweet savour of incense before your greatness in the heavens, through the service of your holy angels and archangels, as you have received the gifts of the righteous Abel, the sacrifice of our father Abraham, and the two minds of the widow, so also receive the thank offerings of your servants, those in abundance and those cast in or manifest, those who desire to offer to you but have none, and those who have offered these gifts to you this very day. Give them the incorruptible and instead of the corruptible, the heavenly and instead of the earthly, the eternal instead of the temporal. Their houses and their stones, fill them with every good thing. Surround them, O Lord, by the power of your holy angels and archangels. As you have received, remember you, as they have remembered your holy name on earth, remember them also, Lord, in your kingdom, and in this age to leave not behind.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us praise you with the angels, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and good will to men. We praise you, bless you, we serve you, worship you, we confess you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you, for great glory, O Lord, King of heaven, God the Father, God the Father, O Lord, the one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, O Lord, God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. O you who takes away the sins of the world, receive our praise unto you, who sits at the right hand of his Father, have mercy on us.
You only are the holy, you only are the most high, mighty and Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Lord, the Father, and
every day of mercy and
praise the holy name forever and unto the age of ages. Amen.
From
the night season, my soul awakes early unto you, O my God, for your precepts are a light upon the earth. I was meditating on your ways, for you have become a helper unto me. In the morning you shall hear my voice, early I will stand before you, and you shall see me.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, have mercy upon us.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen.
Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, your people are souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For you is the glory, the dominion, and the worship of holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. As the Lord on our behalf, that he may have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins. Intercede on our behalf before Christ whom you bore, that he may forgive us our sins. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. The pure turtle dove who declared in our land and brought to us the fruit of the Spirit.
For that
dove has proclaimed glad tidings to us, the peace of God for mankind.
And so you ten help is Shrombin shall in oiti are in impin, I none are if I far of Hintenegi.
He is Jesus, the begotten of the Father. He was born of you for us, setting free our race.
By Harmar in Tau of Evohim ben Hitin Shor.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, make for self within us a temple of your Holy Spirit, glorifying you. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Marcos P. Apostolos, O B. Evangelistis, B. Metrichani, M. Cavente, B. Monogenes, in Noti.
You have come and enlightened us through your gospel. Taught us the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All the tribes of the earth were blessed through you, and your words have reached the ends of the world.
Marcos
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O beholder of God, the evangelist. Mark the apostle, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share na kopi martero, share betroi gengineo, share piaslo foros, betroi sepurung avargeos.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O Christ bearer and martyr, my Lord and Prince, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share na kopi martero, share betroi gengineo, share piaslo foros, felopetir marcorios.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O Christ bearer and martyr, felopetir marcorios, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share na kopi martero, share betroi gengineo, share piaslo foros, biagios avamina.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O Christ bearer and martyr, Saint Avamina, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share veniot av Antonios, bichef sentiti met monecho, share veniot av Pavli, bimen rit tebe Christos.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O my Lord and Father, who loved all children of Antoni and of Paul, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, our Holy Father, the Patriarch of Akirulus, the Sixth, that he may forgive us our sins.
Shobien Sorisam Segon, Feniman Shosita, Kinchito, Tishus and Nefterenti Seoto, Cosito, Emparsenos and Seon even.
Ask of him whom you have borne, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us his peace.
Salamu laki ayyatu al-azra al-malik al-haqqi al-haqqaniya. Salamu li fakhri kinsina wa latti lana immanuil.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
We exalt you, the Mother.
Glory be to you, O Master, our King, Christ, the Pride of the Apostles, the Crown of the Martyrs, the Joy of the Righteous, the Firmness of the Churches, the Forgiveness of Sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship Him, we glorify Him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless them. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of life, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age.
Chen he haro. sotem erom.
Amen.
Is moeron ari eron ari voicene. Christ our God, who said to send the on top holy apostles, many proven righteous men have desired to see which you see and have seen them, and to hear which you and have not heard them, but as for I for they see and ye for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospel through the prayer of your saints. Also our Mother of Bidden us to remember in supplications and prayers which offer up unto Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us, amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth, and the world, alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever, amen. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb room. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. Then he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloth lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her.
Se onas toni onon amin se
Christ's name, on Christ's name, on the work and the crown, field and the fury. And that no matter what you know, that means a lot of the spot, start, tell us, start, set, set. من النهار المبارك قدم المسيح ملك الإلهي وأرجو أن يفلي خطايا كثيرا من زميره التلاتين وعلمنا داود النبي الملك الطاهر بركات علينا